AJ Mornings. We give you an expert. You ask the questions. Jazz and AJ ask a
dominatrix.
Hey, here we go.
Hi-o.
Ms. Suzanne is in the studio, and she's a professional dominant and kink educator. So what is that?
Okay, as far as professional dominant, I see people who want to enact fantasies and try things that they would not normally otherwise be able to do. And I teach all around the country. I go to different events, like Bound in Boston was one of my favorites. I teach rope bondage classes to lifestyle people.
Hmm. You teach like bosses and CEOs?
It could be anybody, right?
Mm-hmm. Can Absolutely.
You hear him?
Yes.
All right. All right, so it's your segment here. Call it in 203-882-9757, toll free 1-877, the letter R, the word nickel. Spencer, Long Island.
Good morning, folks.
Hey.
Morning.
Hi, Spencer.
My question real quick. My girlfriend has a light rape fantasy, and I was wondering if you can give me any pointers.
Make sure she sees it coming. negotiate it well. Negotiate it really well. Okay, make sure the neighbors don't overhear something that's going to get you arrested.
Because make sure she's not armed. Days,
yes, that helps. And doesn't have any hot water.
Exactly. Keep away from the gardening tools while you're at it.
Right.
Yeah. But no, seriously, negotiate it out. Make sure you know what that means to her. Negotiate it to death. But sometimes you want to clarify terms. And what exactly is it going to include?
Wow. There's a lot to know on that. All right, thanks, Spencer.
A lot of thought goes into that.
So people who are married will come to you just to get, ideas and stuff?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, or learn how to do bondage safely, things like that. Because if you don't know what you're doing, you can hurt somebody.
Right. Now, do you have relations with people, with customers, or no?
Sexual relations?
Yeah.
No.
No, not at all.
No.
So it's just tying up, whipping, that
tying
kind of stuff.
Tying up, whipping, fantasy role play, things of that nature.
Really?
Sensation play.
So how does that work? How much does it cost, and how long is the session?
The session, I charge $300 an hour. And
whoa!
Okay, and so is that one session?
That's one hour session.
Yes. Okay. And is it like a gym or something? You have to sign up for multiple sessions, or is there a discount for multiple sessions?
No, not at all. And in order to get an appointment with me, you need to fill out an extensive priestly negotiation form.
Yes. There's a card, and every time you stamp it, you get six, you get a free sub.
That's right. That's what I'm. Is there like a lunch club thing?
Only if it's a football, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Vinny in West Haven. Vinny.
Think you scared him away.
The right. $300.
Maybe you had the same question. I'm curious, what is the most requested thing that people ask for?
Strap-on play.
Really?
Really?
That guys or girls?
Male.
Male, really?
And they're straight guys who are curious about prostate stimulation.
Phil, come on in.
All right, then. We'll do that in the next segment. Get Phil in here.
There you go.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Did Shades of Grey do wonders for your business?
Absolutely, because there's so many people who are now curious and openly curious.
Yeah, it's brought a lot of people out and talking about it.
Yep.
It's absolutely. No longer taboo.
Well, it hasn't, it has been still somewhat taboo because people won't talk about their fantasies to their coworkers even, but,
Well, do you need some kind of a license or something to be a dominatrix?
No.
No, not at all.
No.
Is there some kind of, certification program or something? Or how do you can I just say, hey, I'm
did you major in it in college?
A lot of people do. I mean,
exactly. What's the background? How do you get into it?
Yeah, some kind of training, I'm sure.
I minored in
I started out
justice.
As a submissive. I would say I started out as a bottom. I was never a terribly good submissive.
What does that mean when you start out as a bottom?
It means that I experienced things that were done to me, bondage. I was tied up.
How did you get into
it? I always had fantasies about
since you were a kid?
Funky, different things that were a little, and bondage in particular floats my boat.
Really? Yeah. So how old were you when you went for your first session or whatever?
Oh, when I first started playing, I was reading kink magazines and stuff, such as they were, the Penthouse Letters and
when you
things
were a
like
kid.
That. They had some risque stuff, some of the more,
Right.
But probably in my early 20s, I started experimenting with
so
guys
you start out as a
who
bottom.
Didn't know what they were doing. They would do terrible, terrible bondage. It was either too tight or cutting off circulation, and then it's distracting.
Right.
So good pain, good. Bad pain, bad.
Right.
You know, so.
Have you ever had anything go wrong
yes.
with anybody? Like they left it in
That's
ambulance.
A great question.
Dominatrix bloopers.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'd like to see that real.
Oops is not your safe word.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yes, on occasion, things have not gone well. I've had guys who have passed out in the middle of a session.
Really?
Which is very disconcerting because
right?
they're, yes.
Okay.
Collect the money
All
first.
Right, so they're like just hanging there.
Yeah, they're hanging there in the cross, and you have to try to get them down safely because I never.
They're hanging on the cross.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. And then they pass out. But they pass out from what?
Well, just a lot
too
of times,
much?
Overstimulated, they didn't have breakfast. Glucose drop is big.
Their wife walked in. Yeah.
They faked a heart attack.
That would do it to me.
Is there anything you won't do? Do you have limits?
Oh, yes, lots. I have lots of limits.
Oh, really?
Because if I'm not going to enjoy myself, it's going to show.
Right.
And if I'm not having a good time, trust me, they are not going to have a good time.
Gotcha.
Ms. Suzanne is here. She's a professional dominant and kink educator. So how does somebody find you? Like you just
My
Google?
My website, sexysadist.com. No okay. E. No E in sexy.
And then they have to fill out, you said, like tons of paperwork. What, just
no,
that?
No, it's an online, it's a pre-seen negotiation form. You got to tell me what things float your boat because there's a ton of stuff out
right.
there. You know, from medical play to, you know, sensation play.
Oh, so you'll dress up as a nurse?
Oh, hell yeah.
Really?
NurseNasty.net is one of my other websites.
NurseNasty.net.
Hmm.
Yes. There's big.
So it could be anything you want.
Yeah.
It could be anything. So you don't have to dress
reason,
up in the black
like
and the leather or
no.
whatever.
Anybody
I get people who want to do the school marm. You know, I've been a very naughty boy, and I have to take them over my knee and spank them or, you know,
right.
with a hairbrush.
But there's no sexual contact. None whatsoever. Nope.
Really?
John in Middletown.
Hi, my name is John. I'm a dom from Middletown. I just wanted to know where exactly, what websites you use.
FetLife.
FetLife?
FetLife is a great one for meeting people in the lifestyle.
Are you authorized to give your name on that site?
Suzanne, Sexy Sadist. No E in sexy.
Sexy sadist. All right, I'm
going to
have to look
I'm
you up.
I'm
going to call you later.
Yep. There we go.
And I do trainings for other doms who want to learn how to play safely.
Wow.
Oh, definitely. I'm a sensation and flogging dom myself. But
Excellent.
I figured I'd...
A flogging like, dom.
Mm-hmm.
I
Sounds like an affliction.
Oh.
All right, so Miss Suzanne brought some tools in. That's a flogging tool there?
Yeah, there's Yikes. Different types of flogging.
What kind of? Looks like a cat nine's tail.
And okay. what's great, because so it's not just beat somebody senseless. There's lots of different types of materials. This particular is a lambskin.
Right.
This is a rabbit fur. Which is sensual and delicious.
That would tickle, I think.
And
I
the
hate
horse
being tickled.
Hair, the horsehair flogger is far more
ooh,
stingy.
Wow.
She just described it as delicious.
It delicious. Is delicious. It yeah. is delicious.
All right, AJ, you're going to be coming in here.
No, I ain't.
Oh,
yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Now, I've heard that you're already familiar with a shock collar, AJ.
Yeah, that was tough.
Really?
Yeah.
I brought something.
No, you did not.
It's called a violet wand.
Now we're good. Thank
and
you. Appreciate
can't
that.
Wait.
Well, look at all the time we have.
Sparkles from
we're
my
good.
Fingertips.
All right.
That's the next segment.
My mom's calling me. I gotta go.
Mommy's calling.
I am so glad. I
didn't say mommy. I said mom. It's a missed one.
What?
Nothing.
See, he doesn't talk right when he's nervous.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you hear that?
She had the whole suitcase full of crap.
Jazz. AJ. Mornings.